welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 340. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's My Name's Mello, and today I want to talk about asking people, how are they doing? So the title of this podcast today is, how are you doing? So today I want to ask you, how are you doing? It's rare that we get asked that and people truly care about how you're doing. We always give the cliche, I'm good, or I'm fine, or I'm all right. But are we really? That's something we need to truly ask ourselves. Let's start with where you are mentally. On a scale from 1 to 10, how are you doing mentally? And what's the reason for that rating? How are you handling the day-to-day of your life from a mental standpoint? Are you feeling good? Or are there some things that you want to improve on? We all go through things mentally from time to time. We tend to push it away and think it will go away, or we will deal with it another time. Sometimes we need to handle it in the moment so we can find clarity and find answers. Next, how are you feeling physically? Are you in a good space where you move your body daily through exercise, stretching? Are you getting enough sleep and getting the right nutrients to keep your body going daily? If you're tired, are you listening to your body and getting the necessary rest you need? Sometimes we think we only need 6 hours of sleep or 5, when we might need an additional hour or two to make sure that we are good. How are you feeling emotionally? Are you in tune with you and what you're dealing with from day to day? Is the relationship with yourself good first? Are you handling your emotions the way you want, or are there opportunities to do better for yourself and others? How are you handling your relationships with others emotionally? Are people understanding your needs? That's important. And if they don't know, it's good to speak your mind on these things. Where are you spiritually on a scale of 1 to 10? Are you feeling good daily, or are there days where you don't feel your best? What's the reason why you're not feeling your best? Is it your living situation, your mind, the weather, work, family stuff, relationships, friendships? Let's get to the crux of what you're feeling and going through spiritually. I have always said that the four things that you need to make sure that your life is good is mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. All four of these things are imperative to how your life goes. If one is off balance, it's going to throw your body off. No matter if you're great mentally, you're great spiritually, you're great emotionally, but physically you're tired and you're lethargic and, you know, you're not getting enough sleep or whatever the case is, right? Everything has to be balanced because your body talks to you on a regular basis. So you've got to eat the right things. You can't, you know, eat out all the time. You've got to make meals at home, or you got to have meal prep, something. You can't be eating out at these restaurants all the time and, you know, being on the go and all that stuff. That doesn't help you. You can't be awake at night till 2-3 in the morning and then going to sleep and waking up at 6-7 o'clock and going a full day and not getting the rest that you need. Your body talks to you all the time. And if you don't listen to it, trust me, it will shut down. And it's happened to me. So I've learned to balance my life. Don't get me wrong. I love recording these podcasts. I love writing my books. I love, you know, working out and exercising and doing all these things. But trust and believe, you need a break from all of it. And this past weekend, you know, I was on the move and on the go. You know, Friday was food shopping and working out at the gym and doing my laundry and then game night. And then Saturday, it's clean my apartment and go to a book festival that I was, you know, part of. By the time I got home at 6 o'clock that evening on Saturday night, yeah, I was tired. And in my mind, I was thinking, okay, when I get home, I'm going to have dinner and then I'm going to do some work on my books because I'm in the process of reformatting all of my books and, you know, expanding my books into, you know, Barnes and Noble and, you know, a couple of other places. But by the time I got home and unpacked my bags and ate dinner and settled down, I said, okay. My body said to me, nope. Not tonight, buddy. You need to rest yourself. And that's what I did. I watched something on TV for about 40 minutes and then that was the end of it. I got in bed and was just on my iPad, you know, watching, you know, those relaxing, you know, videos. And next thing you know, I'm out cold for the night. So that's just a prime example of understanding myself, knowing my body, and knowing that I'm going to be okay if I don't do work for, you know, the day. I made connections. I went to a book festival. I was gone from my house for about 7 hours of my day. So that's enough for the day, right? So I need you all to take time to think to yourself, how am I feeling from those four perspectives, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically? I will tell you right now, if you are under, let's say, 6 in any of those, it would be best to just evaluate yourself and figure out what you need to do and how you need to adjust and change a couple of things to make sure that you get though that specific area or specific areas higher. I'm just throwing it out there because it's important. You can't run yourself to the ground. You can't look out for other people if you're not looking out for yourself. So take care of your health and take care of yourself because that's how you are able to have the longevity of your life. So let's stay focused on where you are currently in your life. If there are things you need to change and control, take the opportunity to do that. The goal is to get you to think about where you are in your life and what can be done to improve things or make things better for yourself. Because always remember, your happiness is important and that should come first. Don't sacrifice your happiness for others. And let's make sure you take care of yourself and then you can focus on everyone else. So let's make sure that physically you're resting yourself and you're also working out. Mentally, let's make sure that our thoughts are good and positive. They don't have to always be positive, trust me. I have days where it's just like, oh, great, I got to do this, you know? So I get that. Spiritually, let's make sure that you have the right energy around you from family to friends and people that will tell you, look, you don't look good, you don't sound good, you need to get your butt, in line, you need to get yourself together. Got to tell people that stuff because the last thing you want to do is be visiting them in a hospital. And that's the truth, Ruth. And emotionally, let's make sure that we are in tune with ourselves and we are processing our thoughts the right way, and we're not, you know, losing our cool with certain situations. We're learning and growing within ourselves, but we're learning and growing from others. That's all I got for you today. Thank you for listening. As always, don't forget the aquarianmindpodcast.com is the website to listen to my podcast. aquarianmindrights.com is my personal website. Got a couple of things coming up this week as far as content on the podcast, and Book Insight Friday will be a good one. So have a good week. Be good and go accomplish your goals.